Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
My television does not work.
Let me take you to McDonald's, I know you like it. Let me take you to McDonald's, money in my pocket. Let me take you to McDonald's, take you to McDonald's. Let me take you to McDonald's, take you to McDonald's. Let me take you to McDonald's, I know you like it. Let me take you to McDonald's, money in my pocket. Let me take you to McDonald's, take you to McDonald's. Let me take you to McDonald's, take you to McDonald's. I get the best deals, today is Sunday, you're missing all the happy meals. I gotta eat good and you know I will. I got the best burger and you know I'm the king. Chips on the side with the fries and a drink. Let me add the tomato sauce, it feel good and a thing. I'ma be honest, if I take you out, that would be McDonald's. I got the mac chicken taste good like heaven, huh? I'm waiting for the second one, soda on the side. I'm feeling like I'm number one. What you know about mac? Let me help you with that. What you know about mac? Let me come and bite that. Let me take you to McDonald's, I know you like it. Let me take you to McDonald's, money in my pocket. Let me take you to McDonald's, take you to McDonald's. Let me take you to McDonald's, take you to McDonald's.
Everybody, good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Search the Sports Hub, or you can go get the Twitch app. 617-779-0985. That song kind of lazy.
Let me take you to McDonald's?
Yeah, because he's like, we get chips and fries. There's no chips, and he's not like...
They're called chips where he's from.
No, but he said chips and fries.
That is interesting, yeah. Do they sell, now in different countries, there's different things in the menu. Do they have chips on the menu in Sudan or wherever he's from?
Is he? We know he's from the continent of Africa?
I believe so, yes.
Huh? Well, I don't know then. Maybe it's a good lesson for people.
His name is your boy Bangs, I think. Isn't that his name? Your boy Bangs.
Yeah, he's a lot of lazy rhymes in there.
He has a song about Starbucks, too. Let me take it to the movies.
Yeah, he's a song about everything. That's how he makes money.
Yeah. Oh, he's from Australia. Okay.
All right. So he, by the way, throws in a king.
Oh, actually, he was born in Sudan. That's where it was. Born in Sudan, and then, of course, he took his rap career to Australia.
I mean, that's what most people do.
Mm-hmm.
In the hip-hop community, I mean, Australia is a hotbed.
It's the new Atlanta.
It's the new, yeah. I mean, they have their own thing. It's just singing about different fast food chains.
Well, the dude from Midnight Oil is now the next Dr. Dre.
It's true.
Mm.
If only he could grow hair.
They just loop Beds Are Burning over and over and rap over it.
Yeah. I had a friend who really, really liked that song. Like, he was, like, super into Midnight Oil. On your
yeah, show. They have, like, a weird, hardcore fan base. It's very, that's one of those strange fan bases. Now, they're a good band. They're fine. But, I mean, there are people who live and die by that band, which is very strange.
I've never heard a song besides Beds Are Burning, which I think is not a very good song. So I'm ignorant to the entire catalog, aside from Beds Are Burning. But I had one friend in high school who just, like, inexplicably, like, loved Midnight Oil.
Was he from Australia or New Zealand or anything? Because, I mean, they're, like, one of the... I think he's, like, some sort of political... He holds some office in Australia. He ran for president, I think, and I believe that he did pretty well. Like, they're, a wildly political band. They're one of these people, one of these bands that's fairly revolutionary over there.
And yeah.
I think that's why. If you're a fan of... If you lived in Australia, you think of him as being more than just a musician. They're, like... difference makers and stuff, which
oh absolutely
once again he's just the bald guy who sang Beds Are Burning, which was a one-hit wonder.
He is the Nuno Bettencourt of Australia. He's a tastemaker.
Can't now, quite shred. He'd be the Gary Cherone rather.
Nuno Bettencourt, I'll say that. Oh no, you've never seen him. He uses a 12-string and he's just like all right. Now Wally, did you hear the game, the Celtics game?
I did.
Now who did color?
Brian Robb.
All right, because we were discussing this when you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
A snub.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, a snub to you.
Yes.
You know, they asked Rich to do that game.
I am aware of that, yes. Mm-hmm.
And he said, go shove it.
Really?
He goes, I'm not doing that to Wallace.
He's going out of town.
Two different stories there.
Yeah. No, he's I'm not going to lie. I didn't stick up for you. I would have done it in a heartbeat.
I had a feeling that was the case.
I know.
I appreciate the effort,
but
though,
in fairness, I'm being 1,000% honest when I say this. I thought they had asked you first, and that's why they came to me.
No.
Okay. That was my assumption, because I thought that when they call me, usually they've gone through probably 10 people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Our program director just thought it was he thought it would have been good.
He was scrambling. Let's be fair. Came to me to talk about something else, and then he was talking about how he was scrambling to find someone to do color for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this, you're under the opinion that Grandy doesn't want to work with you, correct?
I don't know. I haven't really pushed it that far. I'm not under that opinion. Sean and I have a very good relationship. We've been friends for 25 years, 30 years.
But you don't find it odd?
I do find it a little strange. I don't understand it. But having said that, I thought Brian Robb was great on Saturday.
No one's dismissing Brian Robb. He's an electric guest if you have him on the air. But but did you watch it and were you like or listen to it and you were like I could have been there?
Sure, I would have liked to have done it. Of course.
Do you think it's because you don't do color? Is that you're a play-by-play guy?
I think that's if I had to guess, that would be my guess.
Well, in fairness, yes. Brian Robb is. I mean, known as a great color guy. I mean, he's done it so many times.
I mean, that's a good point. He's never done it, so...
I mean, they asked Rich, who's never done it.
Nope.
I think that's what... And that leads me to believe that they see me as just a play-by-play guy, not a color commentator.
Or Sean Grady didn't want you to sit next to him.
That could be it, too.
Right, maybe
that
there's
could be
this,
it, too.
Listen, you can be good friends, but there could be a... Yeah. Listen...
Don't you hate it when people say one thing to your face and then go behind your back and say completely different things?
Well,
it's a terrible thing.
It's my entire life.
It's true. So let me ask the expert. Fred, do you think that's the case here?
How was it explained to I didn't care, and then it was like explained to me off the air, and I don't remember because I was so disinterested in the whole subject.
Who explained it to you?
The program director.
Okay.
Like, we were talking about something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm doing some appearance for March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved on to the point of who's doing the game, because we talked about it on the air that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I became completely disinterested. Like, they were going to ask Jim Murray to do it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if I was somebody who was intimidated by a guy in the wings possibly coming to take my job... Maybe I wouldn't want a side-by-side comparison.
That could be it.
And maybe that's the ultimate compliment to you.
I'm going
to
take that. I'm going to take that and run with it.
He views you as a legitimate threat And I, this is what I compared it to. I compared it to that song where Journey had the two singers, and they brought in Steve Perry.
I'm Steve Perry.
Yeah,
and I like it.
You are Steve effing Perry.
I'm Steve Perry.
Because that song, Feeling That Way, when you hear the first singer start, are you feeling that way too? And then Steve Perry comes in, when the sun goes down. You immediately go,
kicks the door down.
This a-hole's out of the band as soon as this recording session's done. You are Steve effing Perry, my friend.
I like it.
That's like Slaughter when the original singer, and then they did Baby Don't Treat Me Bad.
No, that's Trickster.
Baby
Don't Treat Me Bad is Trickster. Or no, Baby Don't Treat Me is Firehouse. That's Firehouse, actually. It's Firehouse. But
it is Firehouse.
Slaughter has always had Mark Slaughter as the lead singer. I mean, he's the namesake of the band.
But Mark Slaughter also in what group?
Oh, Contraband, the one with Vixen and the guys from Rat.
Okay.
Remember they had a super group?
I believe he was
Alice
Cooper.
I guess that wasn't the answer.
Oh, he's an Alice Cooper?
Or the bass player might have been an Alice Cooper. Okay. Someone was an Alice. Everyone was an Alice Cooper.
By the way, Alice Cooper coming back, you've got to go to the show. Dude, it's hysterical. It's almost as good as Kiss.
Does he play golf?
Almost. Always plays golf. On stage, he does, as a matter of fact.
He just gets out of driver.
Dude, there's like the dumbest props. Like he gets electrocuted and turns into a giant inflatable Frankenstein on stage.
Is that for Be My Frankenstein?
Oh, Feed My Frankenstein. Dude, it's great. Oh, yeah, this is... Am I just that's the first singer, and then here comes Steve Perry. Double Freedom Rockets. Get the F out of my band. Unemployment line is where you're going. Take your whitey bro with you. It's a feeling. That's
a
grand.
Deep knowledge of Journey. That is a deep knowledge of Journey. Not everyone knows early Journey like you do.
Every time I hear that song, I think about that. Like, this is the sound of a guy getting fired and, like, a legend being born.
That is a journey that not everyone's been exposed to.
Oh, that's a hit. That song's a massive hit. That was a big one. Feeling That Way was a huge
I've
one.
Never heard that song in my entire
You never heard
life.
Feeling That Way? How do you avoid that, especially growing up in Detroit? Like that's
no,
like
Detroit radio was awful. I never listened to it.
Oh, okay.
They played like the Nugent songs, and they would like you know premiere them like Fred Bear.
Oh yeah, Feeling That Way was one of those songs that led right into another one. They would always play two Journey songs back to back. It was Feeling That Way into Ooh, Anytime That You Want Me, and that was another Steve Perry versus Greg Raleigh, I think was the guy's name, and he just kicks that guy's ass all over the track. And guess what? Next album, no Greg Raleigh, all Steve Perry.
Well, that might be what happens with, because I don't think Grandy is guaranteed any kind of TV job in the future.
Somebody said, this is less of a Journey comparison and more of a Blues Clues situation. When the old Blues Clues guy, you know, just kind of got creepy and they kicked him out.
No, he went to
the new one.
He went off to college, right?
No, he went to some alternative band. He's in some, like, one-man alternative band. Which is not to be confused with the Tesla record.
He's a one-man alternative band? Well, that would be a five-man acoustical jam.
Yes. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Oh, Brady Watch continues, and this weekend got awesome in the level of absurdity.
Especially where they were, for no reason.
And who they were with.
Yeah. All right, so we'll have that for you in just a moment.
More Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey, Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
Last night. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and Rich... People were reading lips. They were seeing what was going down in the streets.
It was just as awesomely chaotic as it gets, and I'll take all of it. Just give me every bit of it. Put it into my veins. T-minus 16 days until we'll more than likely know where the hell Tom Brady is going. And in the meantime, Giselle, when asked where she's living this year, is dropping bombs like this.
Well, I would love to know where I'm going to be living this year, but I don't know that yet. But hopefully somewhere nice and whatever my husband is happy playing. So we will see.
Oh, hell, he's gone.
Well, if she wants somewhere nice,
obviously, I guess that's not here.
It's not here. Not here right now. Mike told me that his daughters have a soccer tournament next week outside. That's almost like cruelty to children.
Jesus.
I mean, chances it's going to be over freezing when they have that next week.
Actually, this is like the year to have it because this is the beginning of the 40. Apocalypse.
Yeah.
What do you mean, in the 50s today?
Yeah, it's one of the warmest winters on record around here.
Yeah, I know. I'll take it.
Oh, wow. It's 59 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not bad. Yeah.
You know what? That's public masturbation weather.
59?
Yeah.
Everyone's invited.
Sure.
I mean, just head on out there.
Just get in your backyard and letting it fly.
Wouldn't be the first time I've seen it. Well, if you like shenanigans, Jimmy Fallon's full of them. He was hanging out with both Tom Brady and...
What's going on?
Let's get to the absurdity.
Well, there's so much absurdity in this that it's like... Jimmy Fallon's there, and then where are they, Rich?
Well, he's with not only Tom Brady and Julian Edelman, but they're at the North Carolina versus Syracuse game at the Carrier Dome.
Now, to my knowledge, Tom Brady went to Michigan, and Julian Edelman went to Kent State, and Jimmy Fallon's a piece of human garbage. So, why? North Carolina sucks. So why are, like, what the hell are you doing there? Like, why are you there? And then second of all, why do you get to sit in the front row?
Well, I mean, you're Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, why him? Like, why do they get to do it?
Because he's Tom Brady, and you put him in the front row.
If I'm them, I'm telling him to go screw, buy your own tickets.
No, I'm putting him in the front row because everyone's talking about it now.
Syracuse
basketball, feel it.
Well, are they any good, John?
Yeah, they're good.
They're okay.
Are they a top 25 team? I don't think so.
They were at one point, but I'm not sure they are anymore. I'll have to look.
All I know is that, is that Jimmy Fallon leading the Syracuse marching band? Oh, you cad, you. I think it's because he wanted to do a bit. Or look at me, I'm leading the marching band. Well, however, there was a moment.
Talk about three douchebags just sitting around.
It was weird. When there was a moment when the camera captured Brady and Edelman, and Julian kept saying to the camera, he's coming back, he's coming back. And after about a 2-second tick of Brady looking horribly uncomfortable, Tom, under his breath, looked like he mouthed the words, "He's not." Now, listen, I've watched that
video. Yeah, there was other theories about what he said.
Yeah, I've watched the video about 30 times, half of those nude.
A lot of people said he was going, "He's a nut."
Yeah, he's a nut. Cut it out. That's enough. But I'm here to tell you, Brady definitely mouthed the words, "He's not."
I thought he said this guy.
No. That's watch it again. That is
I saw it five times.
Just like
not as much as me.
He was all like, right. He's a nut.
There was no he's a nut. Yeah. That was he's not.
Dave, go ahead.
So Brady and the gang were guests of a businessman in Syracuse named Adam Weitzman. I'm originally from Syracuse, went to school up there. He's this like enormously powerful, it might even be a billionaire out of Syracuse who constantly gives away his front row tickets to people. I have no idea what his connection is to Brady, but the local news last night up there was reporting that the seats Brady and Edelman were in with Fallon. I have no idea the connection, but he's originally from up there.
All right, I will give you a little piece of advice, and if he's listening, move.
You're a billionaire. Why are you there?
I know. I went to school up there. Yeah. Not a lot of reason to stick around. No, that's true.
The Syracuse area, not great.
That lake effect snow is awesome during the winter, too, I'll tell you.
The best was that on top of that, a fan posted a video of Brady and Edelman FaceTiming Mike Vrabel during the game.
Okay. Oh,
that's right, in front of everyone.
Are we are we certain that is a real that is not Photoshopped? Because that was another theory I heard, that it was Photoshopped.
Okay, I don't know, but I saw reputable places putting that video up, that they were FaceTiming Mike, which, once again, maybe it is. All I know is that if it is true, I have to respect the unbelievable troll move from those guys. Like, that one right there, there's no question they did that just to screw with Patriots fans.
So there was my son had a basketball game yesterday, and we were driving home, and there was some national show on the radio station, and they were talking about, like, the theories on the Mike Vrabel thing, that, like, they're boys, and then he goes to, like, the derby with them. And then they were thinking about, like, would Brady want to play for a guy who, like, they're just pals? There's a lot of theories running around.
Geez.
A lot of theories running around.
If that really happened, all of us agree that they did that just to screw with people, right? Where everyone could see that it's Mike Vrabel, there's no... You're not just randomly calling Mike Vrabel, hey, can't wait to play for you. I mean, that's not what's going to happen. But the whole Photoshop thing or whatever, that's interesting, because I didn't see that. I just saw that video in a couple places.
I think that was just, like, a couple people saying... It might have been Photoshopped, but there's no evidence that it was.
Well, now we have Tommy Curran with a new article that disputes Mike Giardi, telling us that he had a sense that the Patriots are looking to move on from Brady. Instead, Curran writes, quote, "The Patriots want Tom Brady to play quarterback for them in 2020. There are financial hoops to jump through. There are personnel obstacles to clear. Understandings on both sides need to be reached. But the Patriots want to try and make that happen." That seems kind of half-assed to me. "There's been no meeting, but it hasn't been total radio silence. Texts have been sent. Bill Belichick is not freezing Brady out." That's still not enough. He said, "Last week I wrote a column saying the dreaded fate of bad optics awaited the Patriots if it appeared that Belichick was dragging his feet to bring Brady back. He isn't." Well, I would say just texting is. He says, "The Patriots are already active in overhauling their offense, and while the timetable for Brady becoming a free agent makes it tough for the team to make huge moves to improve, don't be surprised if the team is busy on the trade market before free agency opens. But, however," that's what the end of the current thing, "however, if Tom Brady leaves, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network did tell us that the Patriots may have a backup plan that I know Patriots fans are going to love.
Keep an eye on Andy Dalton, of course, the former franchise quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. And one thing that Duke Tobin, top executive for the Bengals, actually told me on the Rap Sheet and Friend podcast in Mobile, they're not going to send Andy Dalton anywhere he doesn't want to go. They are going to work with him on a potential trade. So that is what they've been doing. His agent, Jeff Nally, has been working with the Bengals, seeking out potential teams of interest for Andy Dalton. Doesn't sound like there's been any hardcore negotiations between teams and the Bengals, but they are certainly looking at it. The Chicago Bears are one of the teams that would have some potential interest. Right here in Indianapolis, the Colts, who of course have been linked to Phillip Rivers pretty heavily, they're expected to have some interest as well. And if the Patriots lose Tom Brady, one of their backup plans may end up being Andy Dalton. So it might not be something that's on the front burner, but it does sound like Dalton eventually will be traded this offseason."
Oh, and that, for pure comedy's sake, is what's called a best case scenario. Brady leaves and is replaced by the Red Rifle himself, Andy Dalton. Scott Zolak might just run into traffic if that happens. Did you see him on Twitter this weekend when that report came out?
Well, originally the trade was going to be to Chicago, and Zolak was happy about that because he didn't have to worry about it.
He was going
to
push Trubisky, yeah.
But even funnier would be, what if it worked? What if we truly got to see just how good Belichick and Josh McDaniels are, and they turn Andy Dalton into a machine?
There's no danger of that
happening. As Tom Brady wilts in Nashville.
I'm not worried about that. There's no danger of Dalton becoming success here. No danger of that at all.
You, I don't know. About you said that about Ryan Tannehill.
I think Andy Dalton is the only Tannehill guy
in this room. You were.
You were the only Tannehill guy in the room. And you know what? Fred was right. Tannehill is a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a good one, but like future Hall of Famer.
He's Scott Mitchell.
Andy Dalton. Just put him in the right,
no.
the right scenario nope, with the right coach.
That guy could ruin anything, including this franchise.
And how about this? At least he has a relationship with Mohamed Sanu.
I'm sure that'll spark him right up.
Who, by the way, reportedly needs surgery for a high ankle sprain.
Yes.
Using this whole weekend.
Great.
Yeah, maybe that explains why he sucked last year. But you've already got chemistry waiting for you. That Dalton Sanu magic right here at Foxborough. Catch the fever. And can you imagine Patriots fans having to all of a sudden start spitting that they've been Dalton guys all along?
I don't think there's any
danger Dalton
that
just needed
either.
A shot. He was sitting there wasting away in Cincinnati, and look at who he's had to work with.
Wait a minute. No, stop the argument there. Cincinnati's had some pretty good offensive weapons.
They haven't had anybody like N'Keal Harry.
Brady has to leave this team.
I mean, now, just for awesome drama and comedy's sake, there's no better scenario than Andy Dalton playing for the Patriots.
I mean, Shaughnessy put it in his article. He's like, Brady's got to go. He's got to go.
But I don't want it to be Jarrett Stidham. You know what I mean? Like, that to me is just boring.
I don't think they would do that. I think they would get a veteran at least to push Stidham. And then there you go. Well, first of all, if Brady leaves, you're going to draft a quarterback, too, because you're going to have to just keep drafting him until you hit. I mean, you're going to have to draft one every draft.
I keep seeing, I don't know if he'll fall because the quarterback's in the first round. It's silly season. But I keep seeing the name Jordan Love fall to the Patriots in the early 20s. I don't know if that'll ever happen. And when was the last time the Patriots took a quarterback in the first round? But
Bledsoe?
Yeah, that might be it.
Yep.
Without looking, that might be it.
That has to be it. All right, we'll be back, Rich. What will we talk about?
Oh, let's get to a guy who just got paid almost more than he ever did playing football to call the game on television.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What's up?
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Free Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, Fred, too much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on? What's happening?
Well, it finally happened. Tony Romo has agreed to the largest sports analyst contract in TV history. His new contract with CBS is going to pay him $17 million per season. That is more than double the previous NFL high of $8 million a year that John Madden received more than 20 years ago. They said with inflation, that would have equaled $14 million in today's dollars. Still, blows that away. The long-term deal, they say, is for significantly more than 5 years, whatever that means, but that would mean that His contract is going to surpass $100 million. Now, here's the kicker. During his playing career, Romo earned $127 million over 14 seasons, and there were only three seasons of him playing quarterback where he made more than $17 million. Now, the one thing that they're saying that this contract might do, because the reason he was able to get all this money is that ESPN was aggressive. Like, they want to save Monday Night Football. Ever since Gruden left and the whole Gruden and Wilbon situation, it has been a disaster. They've tried bringing in Jason Witten and Booger McFarlane. People aren't enjoying Joe Tessitore, or Sarge on TV, as I call him. And now they are trying to throw big money at fairly big names. That was really weird. I thought about it a lot this weekend. That was very strange what Sarge did.
This is my interview.
This is my interview. But what they're saying now is that ESPN is going after Peyton Manning. They've had Peyton Manning in their sights for a while now. Peyton Manning has apparently been saying, no, no, thank you, because at the time, the money they were offering was around $8, $9 million a year, which, once again, would have made him the highest paid analyst on television. Now that the bar has been set at $17 million, they're saying that that's the type of number that someone like Peyton Manning almost can't turn down. If someone came to Peyton Manning and offered him $17 million...
For 20 games, by the way.
Right, for 20 games. And they said, you know what, do it for 3 years, and then we'll add in, like, you know, if you want to do it for two more. Or, you know what, give him a five-year. He'd probably demand a five-year contract because ESPN's desperate right now. Don't you think he would take that?
Yeah, and there's no guarantee he's going to be great.
No,
that's the other part of it.
I mean, I think that everyone...
Not like he's known for being a wild guy. I think
he's going to be good. Peyton Manning, first of all, has that Q rating that everyone... I mean, he's obviously sure, used by the advertising he's in. And I think that...
One of the better athlete Saturday Night Live hosts.
There's no question. On top of that, you've seen him do his X's and O's show before. Like, I mean, he's got something on ESPN where he's done it. So he's very comfortable talking about that part of it. He is somewhat entertaining. And to be quite honest, these are the same people that just knew Tony Romo was going to be good. So, I mean, these are the same decision makers, but although they're also the same decision makers that thought that for some reason Sean McDonough was going to be electric next to John Gruden. Yeah. But I think that it's a home run. You get Peyton Manning in there, it's a home run. But they're saying that now that the bar has been raised, it's an amount of money where he almost can't say no.
Well, I would just, if I'm Peyton Manning, I'm practicing my...
Well, if I'm Peyton Manning, I say, all right, $20 million a year, I'll do it. I want to be the highest paid now. You really want me? You're screwed. CBS, like, you know, Tony Romo could have gone one place the other. Now you're screwed. You need somebody. I'm your guy. $20 million a year, 5-6 years or whatever you want, and I'll do it. Why would you not do that?
Yep. For 20 games a year? I mean, that's 20 weeks out of your life.
Yep.
Less than half the year. Because you do have to go in and do the interviews and everything. So you're there.
Mm-hmm. You're there 3 days.
Yeah. You get there Friday.
You get in Friday.
Get there Friday. Watch practice Friday afternoon. You do all the interviews on Saturday. And you do the game Sunday.
I think they get there Wednesday.
I believe that you don't have to. I think that he might be able to work it in where he can get there. And it's Monday Night Football. So I think that there was some sort of concession they were going to make for Tony Romo where he was still going to be able to play golf. On Sundays, of course. Do you remember that? Like, I mean, they were basically because Tony Romo loves playing golf, and on top of that, he wanted to play in the tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said that the contract they're going to offer him allowed him to be able to do that. So Peyton Manning might be one of those guys. Like, you guys deal with all the interviews. I'll show up on Monday, and you still pay me $20 million. I mean, he has every bit of power in this negotiation right now. So take it. The only thing is it's probably going to rob us of the ability to see Jay Cutler do any kind of play-by-play or color commentary. Yeah. Remember when they were hot and heavy on him for a while?
Oh, I mean, well, he's got that wife from the show about the broads over there in California.
The Hills.
Yeah, The Hills.
Mm-hmm.
He's married to one of those ladies.
Yep.
Mm.
And by the way, the thing that people are praising him for on that new show of hers is that he basically doesn't want to be there. So I don't know how that translates to being in the broadcast booth and being a superstar.
Okay.
Is that he basically bitches about having to be on TV. I think that's his whole shtick. So I don't know why everyone's excited to actually have him on TV.
In fairness, I mean, if you have that many eyes on you, because I've been...
Nonstop, it's all the
chatter. It's part of the zeitgeist of the country. I mean, you can't get away from that show.
Yeah, no, you cannot. Well, the Houston Astros are just over a week into spring training, and they're already getting killed by fans. There was a guy who showed up at one of the games banging a trash can.
It was a kid?
Yeah, it was a kid.
He was there in the outfield just slapping it away.
But this was great. During a rain delay, in their Grapefruit League game against the Nationals last week, there was a guy who walked all the way up to where the dugout was, and you know, everyone had cleared out and gone underneath the stands, except this guy thought he would go over there and started yelling at the players while they were in the dugout.
Are you going to give the trophy back? You guys keeping a trophy, or you're going to give it back?
As long as you keep paying.
How about that? How about the rings?
Are you
going to keep the rings? You going to keep the rings and the MVP, or you're going to give it back?
Just keep paying and come see us.
I'll come to do this.
Haven't they already been hit by pitch like 8 times?
Yeah.
So already 8 times.
Bregman's been hit. Altuve's been hit. You know, it's going right down the line.
I like that. Are you going to keep paying to see us because of those exorbitant spring training prices?
You mean the $15 I just spent to sit out in right field? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll pay this much to do that.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you really caught me in the pocketbook there. $15 to go out and see.
And this is great. I don't know if you heard the other news involving the investigation and that it was, you remember how it was supposed to be 2 weeks ago they're going to release it, and then it was supposed to be last week, and then we heard this week? No. They're saying at some point before starting day or opening day, which I think is March 28th, they keep moving it back, which can't be good for the Red Sox. One thing that did come out, however, is that apparently the Dodgers were told that Mookie Betts was going to be in the clear on all of this, but sure, he should be. None of the players got in trouble. Doesn't mean he didn't do it. It just means that there wasn't going to be a punishment for Mookie Betts, unless you're going to punish the players on one team and not punish the players on the other, which is not going to happen. On top of that, David Price, during an interview with the Dodger media, saying that he couldn't be happier right now. As a matter of fact, he said, it's such a big difference from Boston to here. He said, it's like night and day. As a matter of fact, he said that this is a big day for me. When he was greeted by a mob of reporters, he goes, a big day for me. I came in, I got undressed, showered, came back to my locker and stood there for 10 or 15 minutes. There were maybe 2 or 3 reporters hanging out, talking to other guys, and nobody came over to talk to me about my day. I couldn't believe it. It was like after me and Mookie had our introductory press conference at Dodger Stadium, we walked off the field when it was all done, and Mookie says, that's it? Is this a joke? He said, I've only been here a couple of weeks, but I really couldn't be happier. Then he said, look, it's not like I wanted to be traded. I was grateful my 4 years in Boston. I went there to win, and we won. And I had a list of 2 or 3 teams that I would want to have played for. L.A. definitely would have been on it. He said, I'm honored to be part of this franchise. And he said that I know what it's like winning it all, and I want to win here. And then he started talking about how he said
he holds all the cards.
He holds all the cards. He goes, yeah. So this is great, too. So Justin Turner said about David Price, because I think he got a bad rep from the media in Boston. I've had a lot of teammates here that come from Boston told me how tough it is over there to deal with the media. But everyone I talk to, everyone knows David loves him to death. I think he's got something to prove here. Everybody is talking about Mookie, and it's like, what about me? The first time I texted him, welcome to the Dodgers, he said, I'm so excited to be in L.A. And they said that, and he goes, Price, who concedes he made mistakes in Boston, including yelling at Hall of Famer pitcher Dennis Eckersley on the team playing for being a negative on the airwaves, no longer has to worry about any of that. He's going to do everything he can to help us win a championship. So there you go.
I mean, David Price, you couldn't get away from him. I mean, he was constantly talked about in his brine. I mean, there was the argument with Eckersley, and then there would be a year where you didn't talk about David Price. I mean, just under the microscope of so many people not talking about him. Now he's out there in L.A.
I like how he takes no blame for any of this.
No.
I mean, he said he made a mistake yelling at Eckersley. Well, of course, that's a bullet you couldn't sidestep. But every time we talked about David Price, it had something to do with something he said or did.
Sure. He brought it upon himself. Yeah.
He held all the cards, and you know, in every deck there's a joker.
I got to find that clip, man, because that was like one of those. It was just so weird. Like, what's he doing?
Yeah. No one understood what he was talking about. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Well, it seems that everyone loves Jason Tatum, including LeBron James. And somebody, a great Celtic, says that this player has the potential to be better than even he was.
All right. We will be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. On an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The second free throw is no good. Rebound. Harden lost it. Smart. Pops it free. It's in Jaylen Brown's hands. Three is in the air. He got it. He got it. It happened. You ask for a miracle. When Marcus Smart's hands touch the basketball, miracles can happen. And the Celtics, down to their absolute last strike, have forced overtime on a stunning Saturday night finish in Boston.
James Harden, again, with the intangibles, going very hard after that rebound and allowing... I mean, you can see the hustle with the guy. He just doesn't bother doing anything else but scoring.
All right, real quick, I'm sorry. Five calls says it all. 617-779-0985. Did James Harden doo-doo in his pants on Saturday night?
Like, for real?
Did you see it?
No.
Oh!
I did not see that.
No. Pull up the picture. James Harden, at one point, there's a shot of him on the ground. Like, he's like... You can see under his shorts, and he has a brown streak where his...
Ooh, I like that.
Right between the
Interesting.
Crack.
Interesting.
I mean, it...
Did he make doo-doo? Did he have to go to the bench after?
I'm not saying this just to be funny. I think he really pooped himself on Saturday night.
Okay, did he go to the bench right after?
So, well, I mean, it was one of those things where the only picture is of him near the bench. So it was one of those that during the game, I didn't realize it happened. And then the pictures started coming. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I can't think of another explanation.
Why is this not a bigger story?
Dude, I don't know.
This should have been on the. This should have led the news.
Five calls says it all. 617-779-0985. If you saw that.
Okay.
Okay. That's poo.
Okay. I'm saying he was fighting with it.
Just
it looks,
the way you said it. That's poo.
Tell me that isn't
poo.
Feces.
It was unfortunate that they were wearing white that night.
Oh, yeah.
Very unfortunate.
When did it happen?
Can you read the scenario? Because this was something, once again, during the game, I didn't realize was happening.
The picture at the bottom of the screen was, it's a replay, and it was halftime.
A replay, meaning that...
A replay?
There it is. I was just about to say, he's fighting that old foe we all struggle with.
Speak amongst yourselves for a second. I'll pull up the picture for you, Fred.
When was the last time you took a dump in your pants?
Been a while.
College.
When I was sick in high school.
Yeah.
No. I dumped my pants out of college when I was walking home from my girlfriend's house.
James Harden looks like he pooped. It's all over. It's all over the place. Okay, first of all, there's like an open shot right there.
That's just a street. That's a contained.
That was an oopsie.
That's a contained spill. Tyler, go ahead.
Yeah, so Rich, he wasn't by the bench. This was at halftime. Jaylen Brown blocked him right at the buzzer of the half. And if you notice, Harden waited on the ground for... Had to have been 5 minutes. Didn't look like anything happened. Didn't look like he was hurt. The guy wouldn't get up. And then was followed with teammates behind him back to the bench. Clearly trying to conceal something.
So you're saying that...
See, that part of it I did not see.
We're talking about teamwork.
I did not see the conspiracy cover-up.
Talk about a team-building exercise.
I did not see that.
So James Harden, when not... when he's not trying, he's making the D.
Right, so he had the troops behind him, the poop troops, to cover him from the cameras.
Elliot, go ahead, sir.
All right, guys. I saw the photo. First of all, long-time listener, love the show. You boys do great stuff in the morning.
Right.
But I saw the photo, guys. I don't think he pooped himself. What we have there is a serious case, a stage 5 case of SWAS.
And swamp ass.
He's swampy. Yeah, he's swampy.
But the swamp ass, it is tinged with a very visible brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's stage 5. I got to be real on it. It's stage 5. It's more contagious than the coronavirus. You better check on the teammates, too. That probably spread. That's stage 5.
Yeah, that requires a halftime shower. I mean, because he is, that is a swamp ass.
Yeah, so I did not see the crew following him off the court and covering from the rear side.
Like, the communication and the love involved in that is very, I mean, you got to like Houston in the playoffs now.
Right. I mean, there's a chemistry that can't be unbroken. You cover up for a guy pooping himself. That is obviously a bond that can never be broken.
The way that you communicate with teammates and that you can't just come out and say, hey, I crap myself.
No, you can't. Well, before the game, they did have Paul Pierce and Danny Ainge on The Jump with Rachel Nichols. And
Paul Pierce, very low present. He doesn't like to be known that he's at the games.
That is kind of cool, though. Like, you know, when Brown hit that shot, they showed Paul Pierce on the,
now, are you referring
insane.
To Harden?
I'm talking about Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
Yes, that's right. So here's Danny Ainge and Paul Pierce talking about Jason Tatum.
I'm watching everyone go crazy over Tatum, and I keep hearing, he's our next Paul Pierce. Do you think that's an accurate assessment with where their development is kind of in that third year?
I mean, I never like to put that on any young players. He's still young. He's got a long way to go to become as good as these two guys. But, you know, he's definitely tracking in that direction.
There you go. You think he's going to be better than you?
He's tracking in that direction. I mean, I think when you look at a player and you look at their first couple years, you know who a player is going to be after their third year. Me and Tracy has talked about this, and I knew when I made the leap from my second to my third year, I went from averaging 19 points a game to 25 a game, and that's when I felt like I figured out. And that's what I'm seeing in him right now.
Oh, yeah, he thinks he's going to be better than him.
I don't know why he's talking about Tracy Guns, about what's going on in basketball.
I'm not quite sure.
Just says Tracy like we're supposed to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tracy McGrady? Who's Tracy?
I'm guessing so. People are saying, do we need to open up a poo court?
Well, unfortunately, it's very visible. It's a visual thing.
It is a visual thing.
So I don't think it's going to translate over the radio, but I will tell you this, is that...
I have not seen the video of the people covering up and walking him out. So I will concede that this indeed might be a stage 5 case of swamp ass, but... I think it's more probable than not that he pooped himself.
Did you see Trout at the driving
range? I did.
Crushing.
I did.
Crushing
drives. On top of all the other stuff he does, he hits a golf ball like 350
dead straight.
Why is
that a surprise?
He pulls it. I mean, he's...
Well, I don't know. You might have been a fade involved there. We didn't follow the full flight.
He hit it too hard.
Did he hit it over the net at the driving range?
No. The idea was he crushed it.
Like to the net. But
is what? How many yards?
I don't know.
They said 350.
Yeah. All right. So, still,
I don't know why people are surprised. Oh, by the way, someone said just to think, Rich could have had the live call of this. That could have been my.
Could have been you.
That could have been my. Do you believe in miracles?
That could have been it.
And you could Grandy's doing the. And then Harden from the elbow. It's in. Hey, Sean, bringing it back to him crapping himself.
Look at Brown doing work down there.
What can Brown do for you?
I don't mean Jaylen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Harden, I'll tell you, all he does is hustle. It's the little thing.
That's the thing. Harden is the best scorer on the planet. He is. He's the best scorer on the planet, but he does nothing else.
No.
Doesn't make his teammates better.
He made no...
All the assists he has simply is because he has the basketball all the time.
The Jaylen Brown shot, he did not make an attempt to grab that ball.
No.
Like, I don't understand. Like, if the ball's right by you, why don't you at least put your hand up?
Doesn't get paid for that.
Well, it seems like you're out there. You should probably just do it anyway. All right, so no commercials here, just the headline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.